100 word stories.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. I already recorded an intro using just press record on my phone, walking through the forest path and all that, and the birds and such, and I decided, nah, I'll just do the usual. So, sorry. Anyway, it's the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic for this week is budget airline. And just an FYI to update you on all my old man problems. got the pneumonia vaccine and the went just pain. And, of course, tooth is annoying me. And so, yeah, I went to the endodontist. He's like, okay, whatever. I don't know if he's just blowing me off or just telling me what I want to hear like everybody else does. But, hey, if it's still bothering you, we can do something. And it's like, oh, good. Finally. Yes. So, whatever. Let's just get that crap done. And, of course, I'm seeing the dentist in a week. So I can, you know, finger gun them and whatever and give them both fingers. And, you know, screw you. I'm going to someone else. As if there was someone else in this town. I don't know. I'm just fed up with the runaround of all this crap. So anyway, yeah, the topic is budget airline, and everything else is almost fine, I think. So yeah, I can get down to Tampa and see the Dolly Museum, finally. So anyway, let's go and listen to the stories, enough about me bitching, and we'll catch up after.
Good morning, it's Richard, and this is my budget airline story. Thank you for flying. I think my budget airline of choice is taking the concept of low cost a little too far. I understand doing away with cases in the hold and limiting hand luggage to a single tiny bag. And I can't really quibble over inadequate legroom and lack of refreshments. I do have concerns now that they're charging to use the lavatory, and seatbelts are optional extras. And last time I flew, I had to pay more just to sit in a seat. But now I'm drawing the line. I refuse to supply my own elastic band and wind the propeller myself. That's it. Until next time. Goodbye.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and my story today is an interview with one of the two plane crash survivors, Marie. What an experience. How did you manage to last nearly a year out there? For a start, we had decent bedding. The contents of people's cases were amazing. Some real luxury treats in there. We'd made a shelter from part of the plane. Most of the fittings had come loose when it crashed, so it was easy to gut it between us. Your husband didn't survive, did he? No. And I don't really want to dwell on what we ate, but I think things would have been much harder to swallow on a budget airline. Having decent cutlery really helped. Thanks for listening, and I shall see you next week. Bye-bye.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Come Fly With Me. Lenny had just made it to junior partner at Wilcox, Spencer, and Darkman. He walked into the room with an air of absolute confidence that he had found a secret sauce that would save budget airlines. The founder of the airline, Slim Walker III, laid his gaze on Lenny. It was the sort of extractive gaze that only the hyper-wealthy could muster at will. Lenny returned it with a firm, "Yep, I got your back, old man." With that, he revealed the centerpiece of the new ad campaign. Fly Subterranean Airlines. It's like you never left the ground. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge number 991 with a prompt of Budget Airline. Here's my story. His mother took the phone from Bilbert's hand. Hello, I'm June Wienerheimer, and a woman from Child Health and Welfare took Sabrina Hexa-Ojos from our home to place her with a foster family. May I speak with the supervisor? I'm sorry. Miss Pickenpaw took a Budget Airline flight to Mexico a week ago and hasn't been heard from since. According to privacy policy, only she can give you any information. Bilbert took his phone when his mother disconnected. I know where Mandy lives. I'm going to go look for her. His mother nodded. I'll do what I can to find Sabrina. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
So, there you are, enjoying the in-flight entertainment, complimentary drink and snacks, congratulating yourself on ditching the budget airline and splashing out on this particular trip. Until there's a shudder and sudden sickening drop, the engines start to scream along with the passengers. Oxygen masks drop from the ceiling, and the plane plunges towards the ground. Then, over the tannoy, you hear the captain's calm, reassuring voice. Brace for impact. By the way, I'm the captain on this flight, and the reason I'm so calm is because I have a parachute. Happy landings. I'll see you on the ground.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Low cost. This is what you get. A hole on the side of the plane through which two people were sucked out. Three more held on to their seats, one of them with a hole on his head instead. Transfer the money or else, they said. The company chose the or else, obviously. Now, they had to transfer a ton of money, but to the families of the deceased. One of the relatives laughed all the way to the bank. Transfer the money or transfer the money. From low cost to premium, plus the inheritance. That's how you do business. And this was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
Back in the 80s, there was this airline called People's Express. They would collect money or credit card receipts on the plane. There weren't any movies, I think, nothing fancy, and you had to pay for a Coke or peanuts or a small sandwich or whatever. This was after having flown American and United a few times where they gave that stuff away and had movies and music, so it felt really cheap and miserable. You know, like how things are now with American and United and all those other airlines out there flying and upcharge for everything you want.
Okay, well, I just edited out something about a publicity stunt, but 1adayuntilthedayidie.com, those are the stories. Hope you enjoyed them. Topic was budget airline, if you couldn't tell. The next topic is a pick two: Castle Rules, Root, Naked in the Snow, and A Pillow. Now, if it took you a little extra time to come up with stories for budget airline, like you were late or something because you were on a budget airline, go ahead and send the story in. I'll put it up on the feed in a separate post. So that's it for this week. Thank you all for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.